In what situations do you use fluoropyrimidine monotherapy as adjuvant treatment, and which therapy?
I mainly reserve this for patients over the age of 80 in routine practice. I mean, we all know that FOLFOX, for instance, can be safely given in elderly patients. Having said that, the analysis we've seen presented at ASCO and GI ASCO included patients eligible for clinical trials. And actually, the numbers of patients over 80 was quite low, because three of these four trials had an upper age limit of 75. So we looked at patients in the range of 70 to 75, or at best 70 to 80. So there's very little information, even these retrospective analyses of patients over 80 years of age. And I think every one of us acknowledges there is a difference in tolerability in terms of response and tolerability of chemotherapy in these very elderly patients, which we just routinely incorporate in our clinical practice by dose reductions for geriatric reasons. So I reuse the single agent fluoropyrimidine for patients over 80 or patients with significant comorbidities where I don't feel comfortable using oxaliplatin, or patients who clearly don't want any neurotoxicity related to oxaliplatin. And when I use single agent fluoropyrimidine, I use capecitabine rather than a rosuvastatin or 5-FU-leucovorin, other 5-FU-leucovorin regimen.
What dose do you use in that situation?
1,000 milligrams per meter squared for patients who are considered full dose, because of my experiences with the high doses and differences in tolerability. I know this is not according to evidence-based medicine, because you would normally think the exact data would suggest 1,250 milligrams per meter squared BID and then down-regulating the dose. But to be really honest, in clinical practice, I've started using 1,250 milligrams per meter squared. Almost every patient had some problems, and they were reluctant to continue, which then, of course, is counteracting any effect of adjuvant therapy, because you really want patients to be able to go through some time on therapy.